Welcome back. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, tackling a really challenging subject this afternoon, something that just wasn't a thing when I was a kid. We've been talking about generally how to keep our families safe from internet-based criminals, cyber criminals, if you will, and we've been specifically talking about sextortion. With us this afternoon is John DeMay. He's a dad from Michigan, from Marquette, Michigan, whose son Jordan took his own life after criminals targeted him and were able to entice him by posing as a young lady into sharing explicit material. His son Jordan took his life a mere 6 hours after being contacted by these criminals on March 25th, 2022. John took an active role in law enforcement's response to the ultimate crime perpetrated against his son. And in the first case of its kind, the feds were able to extort two of the men from Lagos who had sextorted John's son. They were convicted and are facing, I read 200, they've been sentenced to 210 months in prison. They were sentenced on September 5th, 2024. And just, I believe it was last month, John, their co-conspirators in the United States have now been charged by the feds. Am I getting the details of the criminal process correct, John?
I think where I was trying to get at before we got disconnected there, I think it's important to note in our case with those arrests and the investigation further found out that these suspects were trained by a group of individuals called themselves collectively as the Yahoo Boys. And these Yahoo Boys were an organization that had how-to materials all over the internet, YouTube and everywhere else, training videos, scripts, and how to extort teenagers. And that is how our group of people operated their small business. It was three or four Nigerian men in a dorm room, and they were victimizing Jordan. One was the keyboard typer. The other was investigating Jordan and learning about who his family was and doing all the research. There was another person doing graphics and building pictures and content, and they were working in unison that night, and Jordan wasn't the only victim. There's over 130 victims the FBI uncovered when they peeled back the layers of the onion just from our sextortion group. And those other victims were being victimized with the exact same script in the exact same way with the exact same pressure. So it's important to note when we're talking about the pressure campaign that's happening. I got to read the whole transcript after it was given by Meta following the search warrants. And it was unbelievable how much pressure they put on them and what they said and how they said it. It was fast paced and it was just ongoing and it wouldn't stop.
Folks, that's John DeMay, whose son Jordan was targeted. In January, the U.S. cyber company Network Contagion Research Institute highlighted this web of Nigerian TikTok, YouTube, and Scribd accounts that have been sharing these scripts and these methods of sextortion. This is a known problem. American law enforcement has been trying to respond. This is from Dr. Tambari Sibe from a cybersecurity firm, Digital Footprints Nigeria, says these sorts of cyber frauds have become normalized amongst young people in Nigeria and other countries, but that the prosecution by the U.S. Department of Justice of the men who perpetuated this crime against John's son, Jordan, has sent a chilling message. Again, this was the first time U.S. authorities were able to extradite someone and then prosecute them, convict them. These men that perpetrated this ultimate crime against John's son sit in prison today. The five U.S.-based people that effectively helped move the money from the United States into these the hands of these other men in Nigeria, they were prosecuted. Those charges were brought on April 4th, just a little bit over a month ago, April 4th, 2025. John, talk to the parents out there. What do you want them to know?
Well, there's a lot to know, really. And I think the first thing is that we really have to be cognizant about what you're doing with your children and their phone use, what they're doing on the phone, how soon do you get them a phone? And we're talking about parents with young teenagers. Social media use is really important. I think the conversation needs to start there, because when you're handing your child a device that has access to the internet, you're handing them potentially a window or a doorway for the entire universe to have access to them. And you have to be aware of that. And you can't sit back idle and think that your child is not going to do anything maliciously, because that's not necessarily the case. As good as these kids are, all these 32 young men that have died by suicide in the United States from sextortion, were all wonderful, wonderful, highly educated, dual sport athletes, smart, popular individuals. And the reason is, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with the way that these perpetrators effectively do this crime, it is their job, they're professional at it, and they're adults, and they know exactly how to do it, and it's a crime. You can't expect young men and really young teenagers to be able to figure this out mentally when they're in the situation. It's very, very difficult.
And again, they use the scripts because they work. There are scripts because the scheme works. It is replicable. They're creating these images. This is an active and ongoing threat. And it's certainly, I think, young men are a particularly vulnerable target, but this is happening to adults as well. It is sextortion on a globally catalyzed scale, and it is generating, likely, I'm guessing, like in the tens of millions of dollars, because I'm sure we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, John. Let's talk a bit, John, about the different legislation. Ohio. And folks, I'm going to make this observation because it blew me away. The young man from Ohio who took his life as the result of a sextortion scheme, his name is Braden. Ohio's sextortion law is called Braden's Law. The young man who took his life in Wisconsin, his name is Braden. What? That two young men, a couple of miles apart here in the Midwest, we're going to have two Braden's Law because this is such a problem. It's just stunning. Where does the law stand in Michigan, John? Has it been enacted? Is it fully in place, or is there still wrangling going on the Michigan sextortion law? Hi, John. Let's try this on this line. John, where does the Michigan law stand? Has it been enacted? Is it in place, or is it still under negotiation?
That is in place. Bills 1 and 2 are, and then we were trying to get a third that did not pass, but we have a sextortion law, and we have penalties for that law that are signed by the governor, correct?
I'm relieved to hear that. Congratulations to you that your advocacy, your efforts have gotten Michigan moving in the right direction. Ohio, their law just took effect on April 9th, 2025. John, this is probably one of the worst things that a parent could ever have happened to their child. How did you move forward after you lost Jordan?
We really have no choice, and it's quite amazing how the human body is able to recover from such tragedy. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't shed a tear and think about Jordan and miss the things that I don't get to have with him. But at the same time, this is such an epidemic. And when we found out that this was sextortion after about day two or three, we decided to do a press conference locally with our sheriff's department. And our community is about 25 or 30,000 people. We're not very big, but we know a lot of people in town have lived here a long time. So our community was very tore up when this happened. And so after the press conference was released and there was front page of the paper that told me it's extorted and they're investigating the crime, we got inundated with messages from people in our community, friends that I knew, people in our social circle, and it was a lot. And I realized at that time that this was such a problem, because if that amount of people were contacting us just locally here, I can't even imagine what it's like in the state and in the other states in the country and in the world. And as I got onto this stage and started the advocacy side and awareness, those messages are times 100 now from all over the world. And it's just an absolute epidemic. And every single teenager from ages 13 to 17 are going to be a target of this type of extortion scheme at some point. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And they need to be able to recognize it, and they need to be able to get through it.
Folks, that is John DeMay, father of Jordan, who took his own life after a sextortion scheme. I won't be so bold as to say this, but Marquette County Sheriff, your sheriff from where you live in Michigan, John, said this. I read a bunch of coverage. This is Marquette County Sheriff speaking about your son. Quote, he did not die in vain. He has saved numerous lives. And his parents have saved numerous lives. They've helped us get here and get the word out and doing the difficult things that they had to do. And it will save lives into the future. I know it will. We are very fortunate to have these folks who are able to do this to step up. And I'm so proud of what they've done. So from your sheriff, I wanted to repeat those sentiments to you, John. I don't think we have enough thanks for your bravery in really becoming an advocate and helping raise awareness. Jacob, I wanted to play for you, John, a bit from Senator James here in Wisconsin. This is going to be, let's take cut 21 and 22 right together, if you will, Jacob. Let's take a listen together.
Most of these people are international, so in some cases across our U.S., the feds have been involved. And the FBI does recognize the cases like this, to where this person was extorted, sexually extorted, and caused the death. They do consider it a murder. So in our state, it's first degree intentional homicide. So, you know, we have that language in the bill. It's kind of creating a little bit of controversy in our legislature, but you know, we're going to iron out these details. We hope to, but that's the gist of it. And we don't need any more victims. Our kiddos need to have these outlets available to them. And we're hoping that with this media attention, this prevention and education, and our kids seeing that we do have adults standing up for them, that they would hopefully be comfortable in having those lines of communication opened up so that they can, number one, share what's going on so we can prevent death in our state from our children.
Folks, the young man in Wisconsin that lost his life, his name was Braden Bone. He was a 15-year-old from Cronenwetter, Wisconsin. He died by suicide on March 5th after falling victim to the same sextortion scheme that took my guest John DeMay's son, Jordan, just over 3 years ago. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with John. If you'd like to express your support for this legislation in Wisconsin, your support for John, your support for bringing awareness, text us 855-752-4842.